Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this day and all the moments that you give in it, the people, the experiences, even the challenges. We thank you. And that's why at the moment, we are just going to sit here and bask in your glory, bask in your mercy and your grace. Because what else is there to do, Lord, but just be thankful for the life that you've given to us. Sometimes, Lord, we don't act as if we are thankful, and for that we are truly sorry. It feels, Lord, as if we are sorry and then we go and do the same thing again. But you are so merciful. You forgive us every time, and you're willing to be with us every time, in our hearts, in our minds. You live there, even when we don't feel as if we're embracing you enough. You're there. So, Lord God, for how wonderful you are to us, regardless of how we are, we just sit here and we bask in your mercy and your grace and your goodness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord God, when we forget and we are quick in our words, in our actions, to judge each other, when we don't remember to be thankful for each other, thankful for what we've done for each other, when we are not willing to appreciate each other and our foibles or the way we do things, or spirit, whatever. When we are not willing to just accept each other as we are, regardless of circumstances, we fall so much, Lord. We forget that your spirit is living in every single one of us. And it is in the non-acknowledgement of each other and what we believe, we think, how we feel, our circumstances, what's happening with us in every moment and such. It is in not acknowledging those things, Lord God, we forget that we don't acknowledge you. So, Lord, we are truly sorry. When we get down on each other, Lord God, and make each other feel badly because we don't fit into whatever box we've created for ourselves, whatever situation we live in, whatever culture we have grown up in. When we get down on each other because of that, Lord, again, it's you. We forget to look for you inside of each other. And for that, Lord God, we are truly sorry. Help us to acknowledge you in each other. Help us to see the good, see you in each other. Help us to see the different ways that you are manifested in each other, Lord. Lord God, when things don't go according to our way, help us to just stop and listen, wait, so that we can see whatever it is that you want us to see, Lord, whatever you want us to know, whatever lessons that you want us to learn, Lord. Because sometimes we are so much about ourselves, and we talk so much, and we do so much, and we want things just so, Lord, that we forget that there is more outside of our box. Lord, help us to see you and what your will is and what you'd like done, Lord. Help us to understand, Lord God, that it is even in our planning that we may get things wrong sometimes. Or we may be partially right, but it may not be what it is you want us to do. We may not be where you want us to be. You may need us to do things a different way, even though we may get to the same goal. Help us to acknowledge that, Lord. Help us to be open-minded to what you would have us do. Help us to see you in others, even though we may not be able to stand each other. Even though we may feel disrespected or feel overcome by each other. Help us to depend on you and see you in the midst of it all. Help us to listen to you, even with everything that is going on in this world, Lord God. Help us to hear your still small voice. Help us to see what you allow and what you don't. Help us, Lord God, to be more into your word and meditate on it. I feel whatever it is that you would have us feel so that we can reach the goals that you would have us reach. Help us to remember that, Lord God, beyond us, beyond this world, there is you. You came first. And that when we take things into our own hands, everything goes awry every time. Help us to remember, Lord God, that it isn't that you are helping us. You are above all. You are the omnipotent one, Lord God. You are Almighty Father, help us to remember that in the little things and in the great things that are happening in this world. And when I say us, Lord God, I mean from the lowly to the great. Everyone, help us to acknowledge us. Acknowledge, Lord God, that you are above all, are you, and you are within all. Again, Lord, I ask you, please forgive us when we just forget. Help us to remember that we can talk to you every day, every moment. Because we are yet human, we are yet sinners, and we forget. So, Lord God, please help us to remember that we can talk to you, to keep grounding ourselves in you. Because we need it. This whole world needs it, Lord. Cover us, Lord. And when you cover us, Lord, when we ask you to cover us, I pray that somehow our hearts will be warmed, strangely warmed, so that we can just leave everything at your feet and not be prideful. I pray, Lord God, that we be humble before you. Be merciful, Lord God, to us. We don't deserve it, but I pray that you be merciful upon us. in these days, that we see humility before you have to enact it upon us. Please be merciful, Father. Jesus, I know this prayer is short, but Lord, you have said we don't have to go on and on and chanting many things and being, you know, powerful to show others that we're praying in some great magnitude, Lord God. It's just humbly, Lord God. It doesn't have to be great. It doesn't have to be long. So I pray, Lord, that in this time, this short time, that you hear us, that you really feel our hearts in this, Lord, and really feel our devotion to you and our need to cling to you constantly and our need to hide in your word and in your truth. It doesn't take many words, Lord. And I'm so glad that you could see far beyond all the words that we can throw out there. Because, Lord, you know, ego is nothing. It has no place here. We're not meant to show off to anyone. We're just meant to come to you. Thank you, Lord, for listening, even when we don't speak. We humbly bow before you, Father, asking all the time for your forgiveness in these days. And as things may go from light to dark, I pray that you give us the fortitude to last out until we can ride through the wave and get to the other side again to see the light, which is you. Thank you, Father, for your saving grace and mercy in our lives. This we pray in your precious name, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts, Lord, be acceptable in your sight. Our strength, O Father, and our Redeemer. Amen.